Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
Dude, remember how awesome Spider-Man 3 is? We talked about that the other day.
So, I've gone on record so many times as saying that the only Spider-Man that I'll watch is a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, specifically from Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3 is so good, because remember that thing where he does the dance?
The very, very good dance?
Us here at WhackMatters.com would like to usher in the Spider-Man Dance Challenge. We're going to call it the Hash Spidey Dance Challenge. Hashtag. Is that how the people say it? Hashtag Spidey Dance Challenge. Hashtag Whack Matters. We're ushering the challenge. We want you to do the Spider-Man dance in public places. Post videos. Send us our crap. We'll talk about you. Go to storenv.whackmatters.com. Buy an awesome t-shirt.
I'm so...
And do the Spidey dance. The hashtag Spidey Dance Challenge.
Okay, good. So here's... So, hey, Michael, what's the show called real quick? Can you just let us know?
It's called Life's What You Rate It.
Yeah, so here at Life's What You Rate It, we like to rate things.
Yeah, dude.
So, I'm just saying, odds are we might rate a few of these here Spidey challenges.
If you guys do a hashtag Spidey Dance Challenge...
And you have a Whack Matters shirt on, that's going to be guaranteed bonus points.
You're guaranteed going to make it onto the show. We'll probably put your video in the video version, so be looking forward to that. So, if you remember, we have power, and we might rate you very low on the scale.
Ooh, I do... We do have all of the power.
Life's What You Rate It. We get to rate things in life on a scale from 1 to 10. This is me, Michael, and my brother.
Mark.
And, like I said, already the premise of the show, we like to talk about things. And what I was listening to last week was the first couple episodes that we did when we were really funny. And I want to get back to the funny parts.
Yeah,
like when we used to be really funny.
So here's the thing, Michael. I think we got a little too much structured, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude. That's what we're missing, because, like, the first episodes that we did were buck wild. Like, there's one where I just go upstairs and get ice cream and have you do a blind ice cream taste test. There's one where you just, like, say random stuff about our dad. Like, we used to be free, and now we're, like, corporate or some bullcrap.
The whole point of Whack Matters is also an underground improv comedy and acting audition that we have been sending to all of the major Hollywood studios. So
that would be why we didn't get hired.
Warner Brothers, get at me.
I just remembered why the first couple episodes we did were so funny. We edited.
Are you talking about besides the lean?
We edited most of them out.
Oh, we did do that.
That's
didn't
why
we?
They're funnier, because we edited out this part. So something terrible happened today. Are you going to react to that? Hold on, let's try again.
I was trying to think of a joke.
So something terrible happened today.
Donnie T's Twitter went down?
Who?
Donnie T.
Who's Donnie T?
My boy Donnie T, Mr.
Donatello?
Trump?
Oh. The Don? No. No, worse.
Worse? What?
Nebraska won!
Oh, dang it!
They ended their losing streak, and now I can't make fun of them.
They're 1-6, I think. So here's the thing, Michael. How many times did you hear people say, you gotta go 0-12 before you can go 12-0? How's their next season? Their next season going completely buck wild now?
Dude, I don't get it. I don't understand the Nebraska hype. I don't understand Scott Frost fever. All I know is I was rooting for them to go 0-12 because it was hilarious, and now they won, and I don't know what to do with my life.
So, like, here's my problem with Scott Frost fever. He's clearly a piece of trash coach. They won one game, and they freaking lost to Northwestern.
Isn't he an old man?
Yeah, I think he also used to play football and supposedly is a super good coach, but I've yet to see it.
Maybe Nebraska just sucks that badly.
That's why
not everybody can be Gordon Bombay.
Okay, so like here's the thing. Not everybody can be Gordon Bombay. You take freaking this peewee hockey team that's clearly all pieces of trash, and then you say, these guys are all trash. I'm gonna go figure out that the people are cheating these zoning errors and get a good player on this team.
Is Nebraska's football team worse than the peewee hockey team in that movie? Because Gordon Bombay got them to win.
Hey, Scott, I have an idea for you. You need to get yourself an Adam Banks. Michael, do you remember the last time they were good?
Before I was born?
97. It was before I was born. They have not been good for almost 21 years now.
21.
Stupid, dang it. Like, they freaking just suck so hard. And they've sucked so hard for so many years now. And I don't get why all of their fans will freaking fight you tooth and nail. Trying to, like, rip out your heart over this.
I pulled a ball of earwax out of my ear the other day that was so huge.
Okay. Can you explain something to me, Michael?
No.
You know how...
I'll give it a shot, though.
Okay, cool. I was like, you did a bad yes and, because I didn't even set you up before you said the no part. Before you did the opposite of the yes and. Can you explain to me where the heck earwax comes from? Because I super don't get it.
It comes from the same place that poop comes from. Our own bodies. We make things that are bad and then discharge them. In various ways.
She did the worst word.
Discharge is a nasty word. Dude, okay, I've been talking to my friend. His name is Jeremy. I'll call him out. He changed his username in one of my chats to Creative Discharge. That name sounds nasty to me, dude. Discharge is not a good word.
No.
It's like electricity. Like, it discharges. I'm like, dude, that's one use of the word discharge. Every other use is a bodily fluid. Every single bodily fluid is called discharge. That's nasty, dude.
Oh, no.
I don't think he listens to the show, so we're safe.
Okay. Hold on. Is he a 40-year-old mom?
That's true. He's not.
Okay, so he guaranteed doesn't listen to this show. Here's the thing. I can say this, speaking of people who don't listen to our show, I have a girlfriend, Michael, who doesn't listen to the show. I'm much less this rando friend of yours.
My wife is a mom, so she does listen.
She does listen, yeah, but she fits the criteria.
You want to know who has given me more feedback to this show than any other person that I know?
I have no clue, actually.
My sister-in-law, Bethany Wilson.
Really?
She doesn't give it to me, though. Like, nobody comments on this thing. She sends it to Amanda, who has to tell me.
Well, she thinks it's bad. She doesn't want to associate.
Give us a like and subscribe, and then hit the little bell button so you get notified. Sorry, I just wanted to be a real YouTuber for half a second.
Hey, Michael, can you give me some feedback for the show?
Yeah, people are asking for, one, more nudity, and two, less nudity.
Just like this? So, have you ever done a dumb joke on social media, and then you have to freaking lean into it very hard?
No. Well, wait, isn't that what the show is?
Do you know what time of year it is?
Summer.
No, it's Spooktober.
Summer. Oh, Spooktober.
It's Spooktober, dude.
Spooktober?
It's time for us to watch creepy things and summon the devil. In fact, we have a new challenge for you. Hashtag slay a goat challenge, where you send us a video of you murdering a goat
on an altar of blood,
drinking its blood, and then send us the video and we'll review it on a scale from 1 to 10. And it'll probably get a 1.
It'll always 100% of the time, every time, get a 1.
Devil worship doesn't work for us.
It's weird. I see, if you remember,
if you just want to kill a goat and like eat it normally, though, that could be awesome.
Define
goats taste good.
Pepperoni is goat.
What?
Pepperoni's goat.
Regular pepperoni?
Yeah.
I thought pepperoni was pig.
I'm 90% sure it's goat.
Anyway, it's Spooktober and we're supposed to be watching creepy stuff.
So, Michael, also,
that's
I have
why
a question
we made the
for
show
you.
For you.
Are we going to be adding jump scares into this episode?
Probably not.
I almost had the thought to throw the pillow at the camera. I'm like, that's gonna break something for sure. But I thought that would have been pretty good. What's your favorite part about Spooktober, Michael?
The memes.
The memes?
Actually, the memes suck. They're just skeletons doing normal things, and I don't get it.
No, see, Michael.
Is this why I'm old, because I don't get the memes?
No, well, here's the thing. Do you think memes are meant to be funny? What you think?
I think memes are meant to change society for the better.
Yeah, so you're not looking at it as art. So what you see, Michael, what they're trying to say is life would be better if we all
had no skin.
If we all became skin weirdos and skinned our bodies in meat flesh. and we're just the bones. Dude! They want us to get back to the bare bones of society and strip it all away. Strip out all of the bullcrap.
My mind just exploded.
This is why you have a younger person on this show.
Oh, dude, I get it now.
This is why you have a younger, less funny person on the show so that I can take three swings at this stupid meme thing.
The young generation has revealed to me something. Also,
Gen X, man.
Speaking of generations...
Michael, your bald spot got bigger, dude.
I think I'm going bald.
In like a week.
I don't think it's been a week. I think we just don't look at the tops of each other's heads very often.
No, because
dude,
no.
I'm going bald, dude.
We made a joke about it like two episodes ago or something, and it freaking looks way bigger since then.
I'm going bald, dude. And I don't know. Dude, I've legit started doing the thing. I've started Googling Rogaine. Because I don't know if I should take it or not. Should I take Rogaine?
Okay,
should I
Michael,
do the hashtag Rogaine challenge?
Michael, I have
I'm 27 years
old. Michael, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we live in a world where I have no clue what Rogaine is.
Okay, so for those people that don't know.
Not me, because I'm a very smart boy who knows things.
It's the stuff that makes your hair grow back if you start losing it.
Oh, it's Viagra for your head?
Yep.
Or your other head?
Yep. That's it. Yeah, should I start using Rogaine?
I think the answer is yes.
Because,
well, here's the thing. You have to make sure you have enough hair to frost your tips for the first time we do a live show.
Frick! I forgot I have to do it for the people then. I have to use
you
Rogaine
have to
for
use
the
Rogaine
people.
For the people.
Also, it's going to be shorter. If it were shorter, would it look as bad?
Probably not. I don't really know, dude. Here's... Michael, ask me everything I know about fashion.
What do you know about fashion?
I like the color red.
It's like a Kanye answer. Oh, heck darn me.
That's pretty much it. That's everything I know. We live in a world where the president of our country met with one of the most buck wild people who has a platform. And they just hung and had a sick hang sesh, essentially.
We live in a world where the president of our country and a washed-up porn star are having Twitter beef over the size of the president's dong.
We live in a world where this crazy boy shares dragon energy with our president, and I super don't know what that means, but you want to know something? I sort of want to, but you want to know something that I hate? The fact that I sort of want to.
Should we rate the president dong? And by that I mean Kanye?
Yeah, we can rate Kanye.
8 out of 10.
What about Kanye as... just a force that exists in the world. Like, knowing that Kanye is out there doing something, what can we rate that? Because I'm going to argue that that's transcendent as crap.
I mean, Kanye is one of my favorite person to read any news article about ever. Or, like, read watch interviews or anything. He's, like...
a crazy person.
Amazing to watch.
He's just an odd boy, is the thing. So Kanye was bipolar, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get better from, like, sicknesses.
That's a fair point, I guess.
Hey, you've been watching this thing that's been on YouTube about Shane Paul? Nope. Dang it. That's the second time I've done this. Hold on. Hey, remember this thing that's been going about on YouTube? The Shane Dawson, Jake Paul... Nope. I wanted to do it wrong on purpose. Hey, remember this thing that's been going around YouTube? The Shake Paul? Heck darn.
Take 4. You got it this time, my dude.
Hey, you been watching the Shane... You been watching the Shane Dawson documentary?
No. We spent too much time on you to say it wrong.
Hold on. Hey, you been watching the Shane Paul documentary about Jake Paulson? What's his name? Dawson!
Jake Dawson.
Frick! Dude, you been watching this documentary about Shane Paul that came out?
Oh, the Jake Dawson one?
Yeah, yes. You been watching that thing?
Dude, it's freaking insane,
dude.
Man.
I want to see your best Shane Dawson finds out anything about anything shocked face. They have to do the fingers. He's like... Because he does, he's like... to every. That's his reaction to everything.
Everything. Okay, how shout out? Guess who was in that documentary?
Dude, you need to go watch the last episode if you haven't seen the Shane Paul
second
documentary.
Second to last episode. One of his girlfriend.
No.
You yes. Sure?
The second to last episode of the Shane Paul documentary. You need to look it up. Google this on YouTube because that's how it works. And you need to find near the end. They're just going around whatever her house is called, team something, and there's somebody. Corey is in that house, dude. Corey's in the house. Shane. Kyle Massey shows up. And I'm about to hit him up in the comments for that video. Be like, yo, Kyle, we haven't got our...
Hey, Kai.
We haven't got our plug yet.
You want to do us a big solid?
Asking someone to do you a big solid sounds like asking them for poo.
Also, because I called them Kai.
This show's dumb.
Hey, Mr. Massey.
Massey. Massey, you want big? Give me a big solid?
Hey, yo, Massey, want to give me a Massey solid, dude? Oh, well, I feel like we're making fun of his name, and he's never going to do it now.
Also, I feel like calling him poop is racist because he's African-American.
He is?
You don't see color.
Okay, I'm like, I have a question. Have we said anything funny and not just dumb yet? Like, is there been
any
funny jokes?
Are you talking about
like,
the whole course of the podcast? Because no. The answer is no. Not non-dumb.
I want to say something funny so bad.
Okay.
No, I wasn't saying, like, I wasn't, no, up. I was not freaking trying to put a T-ball, a baseball on a T for me. You know what we could do, though?
What?
We could spill the tea on all of this YouTube drama that we've been seeing. What is your opinion on this Shane Paul documentary and that whole Jake Dawson person? Let's just spill our beef with him. Do you remember that time that Jake Paul took that candy from your son, Charlie? And he just took it really, really mean, and then he threw the... Here's what I think the most gross part about that is. He didn't just take it and eat it for himself. He took it and he threw it on the ground and he smashed it into so many pieces. And it was a good lollipop that your son, Charles Michael, was enjoying.
This is really hard for me to talk about. It was a long time ago. I don't know if this is my place to talk about this. I don't like to talk about this kind of thing.
Okay, Michael, here's the thing. I want to remind you, you are in a safe place. We have a lot of screenshots and saved voicemails. We have proof that our side is the right side.
Frick. Yeah, so Jake Paul, we saw him at a Walmart, and I asked him if I could buy some merch at a discounted rate because I'd watched a video that he had done an advertisement where he said he was going to sell the shirts cheaper, but the sale was over. And he took my son's sucker and threw it on the ground. Like the Lonely Island song. And the worst part about it, and I don't know if I should be saying this or if this is my place or not, but I asked him why he would do something like that. And he just said, I'm a savage.
And you want to know something, Michael, also? I really think when he just jumped in the shopping cart and dabbed over your son and walked away was a pretty messed up thing to do. We can just acknowledge, like, what was that about, my dude? He's a freaking little kid. But you want to know something I will say about this Jake kid? Jacob, it was pretty solid that he still did give you that merch discount even
he
after.
Gave me the merch
he did.
Discount.
He did give you the merch discount, which was a pretty,
off.
Which was a pretty solid
because
thing for him to do.
He's a freaking savage.
He's just a savage, dude.
He's gonna sell that merch. How'd you like my Jake Paul impersonation?
How was that?
Did you not get it? Dang, it must have sucked butt. Dang it. I watched a Logan Paul I'm sorry to admit this. I watched a Logan Paul video the other day, and he has, like, an accent.
Yeah.
Jake doesn't... It doesn't come across as much.
Yeah, but they're from Ohio.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Our brother-in-law went to college with Logan Paul. Did you know that?
Yeah, that sucks, man. I'm sorry, Jared.
J-Money.
How did you want to rate my Jake Paul impersonation?
Now that I realize what you were doing, I want to say that it's a 7 out of 10.
It's not bad. I could do better. But that gives me some encouragement to move forward.
Yeah, I think what you need to do is destroy public property while you're dabbing. Find a way to do both of those.
Should I light my pool on fire?
Yeah.
I just found out that the sandbox that we have in the backyard is a combo. It's a sandbox slash pool, which is why when I dumped water in the sandbox, it doesn't drain. So now there's just water in the sand. So it's also a pool. Should I light it on fire?
You should, but I would...
My neighbors would freaking hate me.
I'd be pretty careful about it because you do have children who play in the sandbox. And it turns to glass, my dude.
When is Jake Paul realizing that children have been watching him ever stopped him from doing anything?
That's a fair point. Michael, I think you should also drive a dirt bike into the sandbox pool.
It's every day, bro.
Every single day.
Send it. What do you rate the Jake Paul documentary?
Man, it was really entertaining, though.
I watched the whole freaking thing.
The whole thing.
I watched, like, freaking so much hours of content for that stupid thing. Yeah, dude. I feel like that's a solid 8 out of 10.
It was good.
Like Shane, I guess.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. I think a lot of things about it were very silly and very dramatized, but, like, I was entertained the whole time.
Would you,
I watched every episode.
Would you want to, like, hang out with Jake for a little?
If we're pretending, like, I don't think I would go out of my way to where if I was, let's say I was equally famous, I would not call Jake up and be like, hey, yo, dude, let's try to hang out sometime. But if I was in...
Oh, here's the real life. Would you walk up to Jake Paul at a Walmart and ask him to sign your crap?
Did I have...
Or take a selfie or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you have done that before?
I don't think so. I would have taken a picture of him for sure. Like, I would have taken a picture of him.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have been like, hey, dude, do you mind getting, like, a picture of me real quick? But, like, if we were also, like, at, like, a VidCon, if we were famous enough, if we, if we were famous enough to make it, like, TanaCon or something and, like, hang out with Jake, like, dude.
Like, you never want to go to TanaCon?
Dude, so, like,
would you approach Jake Paul to make a collab video? Would we invite Jake Paul to be on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So. Absolutely, because I'm a freaking sellout. I would absolutely invite him. Whether that documentary existed or not, that would get us so many more views. I freaking made a video talking about Jake Paul and Shane Dawson just to try to get more views already.
No, you didn't.
It's not the first time I've done this. That's why I brought it up. I just want to use the hashtags.
Okay, now what about this KSI character? Would you invite him on this?
Slurp my butt.
That's almost as offensive as some of the things he said to women.
Thanks for listening to Life Switch, you rate it. If you like this show, I want you to do me a favor and hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. If you're on Facebook, hit the like button. You can hit the thumbs up button if you're on YouTube too. Also, if you want to go to whackmatters.com, if you're a podcast listener, you're hearing this audio, you should subscribe to our podcast. So yeah, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, then you should go to whackmatters.com. We have an RSS feed there. So also, there's ways to support us. Like, if you want to give us money because you think this show is funny, you could go to whackmatters.com. There's a donate button there. There's also whackmatters.storemv.com where you can buy an awesome t-shirt. Our boy Brett bought a t-shirt and he thought it was super comfy. In fact, he also asked us for sweatshirts, so we might be working on sweatshirts for the future. Additionally, also, we've been working on this other project. We put out a trailer the other day. I had watched the show Channel Zero, No End House, a while ago, and I thought it was pretty interesting, to say the least. So I got some friends together, and we made a panel where we watched that show and talk about it. Was that fun?
I thought it was really fun, dude. I think it was pretty good for our first shot at it, especially, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I can't wait to do it again.
But I'm going to try to get that posted probably Tuesday. There's going to be both a commentary track and a podcast track. So if you're not able to watch the show with us, just check out the podcast. If you are, Check out both. Yeah, we'll put a trailer for that at the end of this as well.
There's two tracks, just like a possum's penis.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show.
So, there's another podcast on Whack Matters that comes out on Fridays. It's about how cartoons can be made for all ages and should be made for all ages. And there's a good getting a family together around a TV to watch something that's appropriate for everybody. Like, pitch going on with that show where we watch shows like that and talk about them and try to show you guys how I think important they can be to have some good, fun family time.
You've been talking about The Dragon Prince, which I believe finishes up with this episode this week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Dragon Prince is over. It's on Netflix. It's 9 episodes. It's a really quick, easy, fun watch.
Remember to check out that show. But also remember, like and subscribe on YouTube. If you're on Facebook, remember to like and follow whatever you do there. Subscribe to our podcast. If you do that, it's Whack Matters. Remember, whackmatters.com. You can check out our Instagram, whackmatters_com, twitter.com/whackmatters, facebook.com/whackmatters.
Also, never ever forget Spidey Dance Challenge.
Do you have a joke to close the show out with?
Hey, Michael, what did the corn say when he lost his clothes?
What?
Aw, shucks.
Thanks for listening.